The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium. Tuned in to Black Talk Radio News. My name is Scotty Reed. I'm broadcasting from behind the enemy lines of USA Inc. It is a Thursday afternoon as I broadcast to you from this cool day here in North Carolina. It is November the 10th, 2016, and people are still in their emotions. And I'm not picking at them, but there are a lot of people who are still in their emotions about the outcome of the selection of the CEO of USA Inc. And as you know, I always say I'm broadcasting from behind the enemy lines of USA Inc. So you got a new CEO. They call him a president elect, and that is Donald J. Trump. And a lot of people are in their feelings today. So if you have any feelings that you would like to share or any comments or observations, please feel free to give us a call. Remember, we do now have a new phone system for the network, as many people with our old service were saying that they were getting charged 1 cent a minute. I understand why some of the carriers are charging 1 cent a minute. They're trying to recoup some fees that they're paying. So it's like an industry insider thing that's going on between small telecoms who set up these free conference calls. I actually looked up how do they make their money? Well, they make their money by charging as much as $8 per connection fee of one of their clients or customers calling into a conference line. So I think that is T-Mobile and the other carriers, larger carriers, trying to pass on those fees to their subscribers. But we don't want anyone who wants to listen to the program or chime in to the program to have to deal with that. And I think while we were using Skype to provide a 7-digit call-in number, Skype is having its problems and did not want to wait on them to fix things. So we went ahead as an organization and invested in a professional conference line service so that we can provide you with a toll-free number where you can call in if you have a question, comment, observation to share. That is 866-510-9025. Again, that number is 866-510-9025. You do not need a PIN that will bring you into the conference line. You can also use your web browser to make a phone call. Of course, you got to have headsets, but you can also chat with us. Questions, send questions that way or share observations that way. But our conference service is Uber. That's uberconference.com/Black Talk Radio Network. Uber conference.com/blacktalkradionetwork, and you'll also be presented with some other options if you are in the diaspora outside of the United States or Canada, where you will have some options to make a toll-free call as well. But again, using your computer over the internet to call in doesn't cost you a dime other than what you're already paying for your service. So got that out the way. So those are the numbers. We'll still keep that old conference line open as people get used and hearing the news about us transitioning. So it is open, but it's for listeners only. If you want to call in, please call the numbers that are listed on the website, blacktalkradionetwork.com, or the promo page, and that's 866-510-9025. I think I'm going to have this number added to our listing on some of the other radio platforms like TuneIn and what have you. We got a lot of listeners who subscribe to the station on TuneIn. I'll get it posted there as well. So if you have anything to share within the next hour, we do have an episode of Barbershop, episode 7, coming on at 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern time on the station. I do engineer pretty much all of the programming except for a couple of programs. So definitely I cannot stay on these airways more than an hour, as we got to keep it moving tonight. 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, Tando Radio Show. Then at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern time will be Blacks in Business Radio. And I was invited on to be a guest during the second hour to discuss internet, well, not really just internet radio, but digital radio ownership, station ownership. So we'll be talking about that during the second hour of Blacks in Business Radio tonight, which airs right here on Black Talk Radio Network. So like I said, we have open lines for the entire next 50 minutes, and I invite anyone to share their thoughts on the selection of Donald Trump being selected to become the next CEO of USA Inc. Now, based on some communications that I've been receiving, and some of these people, I consider them friends. Some of them, I don't really know them, but they listen to the station. And so based off of what I've been getting in the email, what I've been reading and seeing in the media, there's a whole lot of black people, and not just black people, but let's just say people. There's a whole lot of people out there that's emotional about Donald Trump trouncing Hillary Clinton in this general election that they had. And I don't understand it other than to say that it's a mental thing, it's a psychological thing. It is that they have come up in a society and a system that has programmed them into believing this is actually the best place on the face of the planet to live, and its elections are always above board and what have you. And but I also blame some of this hysteria. What could we call this? Post-Trump election hysteria, is that what we'll call it? Because I'm seeing a whole lot of that, and it concerns me primarily among black people. Why are you emotional over Donald Trump being elected? Is it because that mainstream media just made him out to be the second coming of Adolf Hitler, and you were afraid that if he got elected, that the very next morning that the KKK was going to be knocking on your door, burning a cross in your yard? I mean, what did you think was going to happen with his election? And then please don't tell me you think that Hillary Clinton is that much better, because she's not. She is actually worse in terms of how long she has, quote unquote, been in government service. But the decisions that she has made all throughout her political life have ended up harming a whole lot of people. And she was engaged in a whole lot of unethical things. So I don't understand why you thought electing her was going to lead to a change of circumstances. Now I understand she's saying she has a different message and platform than Donald Trump. But when we dealing with known, a person who is known to lie, And in private communications, they're saying I got a private view and a public view, meaning I'm telling you corporate financers who are going to donate tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars to my campaign or giving me, you know, $250,000 to give a speech, that the things that I'm telling you in private, that's not what I'm telling them in public. That's not what I'm telling voters. So with her, you don't know what you're getting. And with Donald Trump, we don't know what we're going to get. The only thing that we know we got for sure is a white person. We knew we was going to get a white person for sure. And because I've done my research and based off of their history, personal history and business history, professional history, that we was going to get a racist. And we got one. So you shouldn't be surprised. You shouldn't have been emotional. The only way you are surprised or emotional or upset or you're suffering from post-Trump election hysteria is that you really was bought into Hillary Clinton and the lies that the media was selling. So, I mean, regardless, like I said the other day, regardless of who was going to become the next CEO of USA Inc., our elder, who is a political prisoner right now. Y'all know him as H-Rap Brown. He changed his name when he converted to Islam, but he's known as Jamil Alameen. But as H-Rap Brown in the 60s, when he was asked a question about what did he think about the presidential election, they mentioned Dick Gregory, Richard Nixon, Spiro Agnew, a couple of others that was running during that particular year in the 60s. And he said, regardless, or who gets in there, that person works for the government. That person represents the state. The state is who is oppressing us. So when don't think that we electing a person that they really represent the interests of the people or constituents or voting blocks that help them get into office. No, it's the system. The system always is going to come first. So I do believe we have a call. Somebody called in to our new line, toll-free number. Let me get that out again because I'm not going to be on air again. We have more programming, and I have to get to work, so I'm going to keep it short today. But the telephone number is 866-510-9025. That's 866-510-9025. That is the toll-free number for the U.S. and Canada. You can go to uberconference.com/Black Talk Radio Network for other options if you're outside of those two countries. So let's see. We got a caller from 267. 267, you're on Black Talk Radio News. What's on your mind?
Hey, good afternoon, Scotty. This is Brother Ralph.
Good afternoon to you, Ralph.
Yes, sir. Hey, look, I'm calling, man, because I'm getting quite depressed. Just looking at the condition of our people. When Trump got elected, I was telling people the whole time, don't be surprised if this man get in the office. They had an old senile racist named Ronald Reagan, did the same exact thing. Nobody thought he was going to get in the office, and he ended up serving 8 years. Well, the thing I'm looking at, Scotty, is not all the distraction, not all the racism, you know, because that Southern strategy still works. These politicians know it works. But what I'm really looking at, not the pettiness, I'm looking at what are they going to do to the 401k pension, because I just got a letter from my company saying there are going to be changes made to our 401k pension. I'm going to look at what they're doing to the Social Security, because I heard there are certain reforms that are coming with Social Security. It's almost going to be like welfare. It's going to be like, where they used to allow you to make a certain amount and get your Social Security as you were entitled to. They're about to say, well, that certain amount gets deducted from your Social Security. So there's some things being, while everybody's looking at this fool that got elected and crying over Hillary Clinton, who was going to do the same exact thing, because the truth be told, Barack Obama put that Social Security package on the table in 2010. 2010, he put that on the table.
Well, we know black folks wasn't, for the most part, we know black folks wasn't paying attention to the midterm elections and politics. That's the problem. You got people out there, Brother Ralph, that say voting don't matter, voting don't count, the whole election is rigged. And yes, we've seen them rig some elections through electronic voting. Why people in those states want to continue to allow them to use those machines is beyond me. But that's on them. Don't start complaining when your votes get flipped, when you got a machine that has known to be hackable and all of that. But we got others who say it don't matter, but it's because all they do is cast a ballot and they not involved in the rest of the process. You got people who get paid 24/7 to do nothing but to eat, drink, live, and breathe politics, to push somebody's agenda, whoever they're working for, whether it is a political party, whether it is a corporation, whether it is organizations who have pooled their resources together, like Alec, all those corporations pushed this legislation that they wrote to increase the number of slaves in the prisons and what have you. We don't pay attention to that for the most part. And even our organization, the organizations we do have out there that dabble in politics, they still are, it's like they don't know the rules of the game, man, and that's why they getting played.
Right. And, you know, and the thing about it, I'm just looking at our folks. Because that's all that matters to me. That's why we call this Black Talk Radio. It seemed like they just crawled from underneath a rock or something. Like, they actually thought it wasn't that many racist cavemen out there. You know what I mean? Or the white women, how 52% of them supposedly voted. I believe it was a little rigged myself. I believe they put that man in there for a major distraction so they can really take it. Because one thing they have studied, white folks, if you come in there with some racist nonsense, they're going to vote for you. Regardless if you have gas prices at $5 a gallon, if you raise our taxes. George Wallace proved this. He even said it. He can raise their taxes. He can give them poor education. He can do everything to them. The thing that kept getting him elected was to tell him to spit, I'm going to keep y'all away from them Negroes. And it's the same thing today. Black people got to wake up, man. They got to wake up and really realize it's not Donald Trump that you ought to be even worried about, scared. It's not him. But you better keep an eye on those people that voted him in.
Yeah, I mean, no matter who becomes the CEO of USA Inc., has Barack Obama been a friend to the black community? No, he has not. He has treated us like a bunch of children. No. So obviously, we can't be putting our hope into no individual. What we have to do is do like the other people do that participate in politics, where we have our demands, where we have organized our little voting block, where we have written our own legislation. And I do know of an organization that wrote some legislation, but we as long as we're not doing that, then we're going to continue to lose in the arena of politics. But again, black folks didn't have a choice this election, period. They didn't have a choice. You got a racist man and racist woman to choose from. That ain't no choice. So I don't know why people are upset and crying and thinking that Hillary Clinton is all of a sudden going to be get in there and catch a case of ethics. She was going to be ethical. She was going to stop being racist. She was going to stop being a warmonger. No, none of that was going to happen. But Brother Ralph,
I wanted to just leave you with this, Scotty. When did it matter whoever we pulled it for? I don't care if they got a black face, a black wife, or when did it ever matter? I mean, just really look at it for what it is. When did it ever matter who we put to be the overseer of this country? It never mattered, man. It never mattered. I know there's a lot of people say, well, our ancestors died for the right to vote. I disagree. I said they were murdered trying to get justice and equality. You know, they didn't die to pull a lever for these criminals. So I just had to leave you with that, man. All this voting stuff is a big farce. It's a distraction. And watch what's going to come down the pike. Yeah, they're going to say racism, but you watch the gas prices. You watch the taxes. You watch all that stuff that we are overlooking right now, it's coming, and it's going to hurt a lot of those people that voted for that criminal. So that's all I had to say, Scotty. It's coming. It was going to come with either one of them. It never mattered, and that's all I had to say, man. I'm more emotional about the mental state of black people than that fool that's occupying 1600 whatever. Mm-hmm. So that's all I had to say, man.
All right, thanks, Brother Ralph, and anytime, man. Okay. All right, we do have another caller. Before I move on to the other caller, like I was saying last night, I do vote, and I'm going to continue to vote because I don't want the next David Clark to become sheriff of Gaston County, North Carolina. We don't need no black proxy racists. We don't need no Klan-robed racists as sheriff in this town. Our courthouse, I have been in that courthouse a number of times, number of different cases, civil cases, been in there as a juror. I know some of the judges, been knowing them for years. And I have to say, although it is still part of the system, that I have seen those judges cut people break. They don't automatically send somebody to prison. Caller, don't unmute yourself. I'll unmute you when I'm ready to bring you in. Give me just a moment, please, because we can hear the background noise. But, so that's why I vote. I vote locally. Now, you better believe in it would have to be the state legislature to put a ballot measure in here in the state of North Carolina because it's not like other states. But I'm looking at California just legalized cannabis. And I know that's the number one substance or plant that they use to lock up millions of people. So that vote mattered. Those votes mattered. To legalize cannabis, to take a tool away from the slave catcher. Now he can't write you a ticket for this unless you have over the amount that you can have or possess according to the law. But as we've seen in other states, we've seen those type of arrests go down 90%+. No more people clogging up the courtrooms on cannabis charges. So those people that voted to pass those ballot initiatives, that is, I think, a good thing. It is not a waste of your time or activity to engage in those things to bring what little relief we can using the mechanism that's available. Because if we're not talking about revolution and planning for a revolution and all of that, then we really, ain't talking about nothing. And we shouldn't be talking about that on the open airwaves. We shouldn't be talking about militias, organizing militias, unless we're talking in general terms. If I'm actually belonging to a militia, I'm not going to come on these airways and tell you the name of it and tell you all that type of stuff. So there are a number of different activities that we should be involved in, and we should utilize all tools at our disposal, including voting. But it is not just a matter of casting a ballot. And it does appear that they select whoever they want to select for CEO of USA Inc. But I'm not going to say that this was a fraudulent election because a lot of people don't understand the Electoral College. Sure, you can win the most votes in the United States, but they compete on a state-by-state basis, and each state has a number of Electoral College votes. That's why you have the count on the screen, and whoever reaches that. I think this was a clean election. I just think that a lot of disaffected white folks who have not been benefiting from white supremacy, like a whole lot of other rich, wealthy white folks, they was angry and they mobilized. Some of them mobilized because he was blowing them racist dog whistles. However he got them out. But they came out. They could have stayed home. But I'm like Johanna. I'm going to bring the caller on. I'm like Johanna last night. I want to see this corporation dissolve. How many times have y'all heard me say that? So if Donald Trump is a non-politician who don't know what he's doing, then he the best man for the job from our perspective. Any damage that he goes in there and do to the corporation, that is in our favor. So like Johannes said, I hope he go in there and push the wrong button, say the wrong things, crash the economy, crash the corporation, just mess it up, man. Mess it all the way up. Then we could start over and start anew. But many of us, we want to hang on to this system, and the government is the system. While I'm not openly advocating for people to go out there and overthrow the government, because I ain't that dumb to say that over the open airways, I am willing to say, I hope he ruins the corporation and it further collapses. Are some people going to go through some hardships? Y'all should recognize we going through hardships now. I'm going to survive because I've been preparing. Are you preparing for whatever? So let me bring this caller on who's been very patient. Area code 910. Thank you for calling in to Black Talk Radio News. Go ahead with your question or comment.
What's up, Brother Scotty? Can you hear me? This is Zion.
Yes, I can hear you, sir. Good afternoon to you.
Man, I just wanted to call and weigh in a little bit. Everybody getting emotional that Trump is in the house now. And to me, I just want to tell people who are all upset, you know, we've used to, you know, somebody like this being in office. So it ain't nothing different. It's just business as usual. It's just, you know what I'm saying? Whatever you was doing, keep doing it even harder.
Exactly. I mean, it's not like, I guess many of the people, again, I'm not picking at them or anything, but they still mesmerized. They're still operating off of the programming of the news stations like CNN, MSNBC. Their whole reality is in a matrix created by the system. So their perception of this election is a lot different than another person's perception who, for lack of a better word, may be woke, as they say.
Yeah, I actually got some black friends that voted for him, and I think their perception of what's about to unfold is very twisted, and I think they're about to get a rude awakening because these 4 years, you know, they're going to be trying, but, you know, if you already was getting prepared, you stay prepared. And if you won't getting prepared, you know, now is the time. Now is the time to get ready.
Yeah, but I don't
know. That's all I had to say, brother.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Zion. And you stay safe behind these enemy lines. Hey, matter of fact, are you up in the area where the North Carolina Klan is supposed to be having a victory parade for Donald Trump? Did you hear about that?
Yeah, pretty much. Not only have I heard about it, they're riding around in their pickup trucks with their flags waving all this morning down here in Fayetteville. That's exactly what they're doing.
Wow. I haven't seen anything like that in the county that I live in, but I don't travel the highways and byways, you know, when you work from home, so to speak. You know, you don't get to see all that. But my daughter hasn't said anything. None of my family members have said anything. It's been pretty relatively calm in Gaston County. That's what part of North Carolina I'm in. I'm sorry to hear that, and I think that's pretty ridiculous and stupid for grown men and women to be out there in their little costumes and waving their little flags and gloating over the election of one of their quote-unquote own. You know, so that kind of stuff don't even bother me, though, you know, but you do have to
it
be
alert.
It don't
bother me, because long as they don't bring it to my house, we good. They can say what they want to. They can do what they want to. They come mess with my castle. Well, they're going to have a different story on their hands.
Right. Free country, right? They can, hey, you want to wave a Confederate flag on your pickup? Hey, that's not going to matter to me. That's not going to get me upset. You ain't making me mad. It's just like somebody is on the internet talking about, well, they were talking about something political. And then this person just all of a sudden called me a nigger. And I was like, I started laughing at him. And I was like, do you think that upsets me that you calling me a nigger on the internet, that you broke down your argument, you just lost all control, you just had to call me a nigger? I was like, look, I'm 50 mm-hmm. years old. What kind of effect do you think that word it was going to have on me? Did you think I was going to go back and forth and curse you out and call you names and all of that? I said, I love it when you crackers get on the internet and call people niggers, because, see, above the thread, you was trying to play like you was one of the good white people. But down here now, you using
niggers. All you did was show your card.
Exactly. I keep showing them cards. I want to know. Keep showing them. All right, Brother Zion, you have a good day, man, and stay safe.
You too, brother.
All right, you're listening to Black Talk Radio News. Scotty Reed in on his broadcast from deep behind the enemy lines of USA Inc. So, I just think, man, we're dealing with a lot of children on both sides. On both sides of this political spectrum. Just, it doesn't make logical sense unless you consider the fact that they are heavily programmed and bought into it. I'm not going to be shedding no freaking tears over nobody becoming president or not becoming president. What I am going to do is study that person, study the people in their cabinet, study their policy proposals, study everything so I'll know what to expect, so I'll know what's coming specifically, so I'll know what to prepare for, so I'll know where I might can advance some of my issues, even though he's a racist. Listen, Malcolm X met with the Klan, Marcus Garvey met with the Klan. Those sort of meetings occur. We ain't not trying to change your mind about black folks or nothing like that. But I can see if we work with you on this particular area to advance this particular issue where both sides benefit. That's how the real world works, man. So don't think just cause Donald Trump in there, I'm not going to be reaching out to his administration, his cabinet, and pushing the issue of abolitionism. I'm going to do the same thing as an abolitionist I plan to do if Hillary Clinton had been elected. It don't matter. I'm looking at the position. I'm not looking at the people. That is the CEO of USA Inc. I live behind these enemy lines, and I need to have a strategy to deal with whatever it is they putting down. Not going to get emotional. Not going to also underestimate these people. Because all we know is a bunch of slave catchers out there could be emboldened with their law and order guy being selected as CEO, and we might see killings going up. So how do we respond? I hope it don't come to that. But if it do come to that, then what would be the proper response? More marching, more complaining, more trying to work behind the scenes? Well, all of that should occur. I'm not going to say that it shouldn't occur. Anytime that you're putting pressure on the system, that's pressure. Like when they marched in Charlotte after the man was killed, that cost them tens of millions of dollars to clean up the aftermath. That's tens of millions of dollars that they did not make in profit practicing racism, white supremacy, oppression, whatever you want to call it. If we can bankrupt them, well, that's another way to cause a corporation to collapse, isn't it? But I think also that if that continues to occur, that these lone wolf army veterans, military types are going to carry out more lone wolf missions. We're going to see more Dallases. We're going to see more Baton Rouges. There's a war going on out there. I am under no illusion about what I see happening out there. Do I want to see death? Do I want to see people being killed? No, I don't. I want to live in a peaceful place where we practice justice and everybody who needs the most help gets help. That's what I want to see. But if it take all that other stuff, let's call it birthing pains, to bring about that, then so be it. I'm willing to pay the cost. I have blood to donate. But what I don't understand is when are we going to learn not to be all in our feelings all the time? And we really have our work cut out for us. Those women and other people I saw crying on TV because Donald Trump won, I'm not going to look at them as being stupid, ignorant, or any kind of derogatory term that we could use to apply to people like that. We have to understand this person was educated all their life by the enemy. This person was educated all their life by the enemy. This person gets all their news and information from white people's platforms, state corporate propaganda outlets. These people have other black people in high positions that is purposely misleading them. So let's not look down on them. Let's just redouble our efforts, continue our efforts to reach the masses with black media that matters, with deprogramming. I do need to take a short station identification break. I do see you, caller 314. We'll bring you in as soon as we come back on the other side of this station identification break. You're listening to Black Talk Radio News, part of the Black Talk Radio Network, broadcasting this program every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. We'll be right back. Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses. And welcome back to Black Talk Radio News. The telephone number, if you have a question or comment, toll free 866-510-9025. Again, that toll free number for the United States and Canada is 866-510-9025. You can also use your computer to call in by just going to uberconference.com/Black Talk Radio Network. Do want to also tell you about the independent black social media platform known as BTR Community. You can find it at btrcommunity.com. In the wake of the complaints about some of these other social media platforms spying in your private messages, tracking activists, tracking their locations, things of that nature, Brother Dave Atando Radio Show said we need our own Facebook. So the Black Talk Media Project, along with its partners, its financial partners, those who make donations to our nonprofit, donated for that specific project, and it's up and running. You don't see any ads or anything like that. How do we pay for it? How do we improve it moving forward? Well, we just charge a $24 a year subscription. That's $2 a month. If you think Facebook and those other places are free, you are wrong, because it's been well documented how your information is being used against you. All right, so we don't have any of that going on at btrcommunity.com. Check it out and become a member. It is a new online social experience for black people. We do have a caller on the line. Let's go to this caller, area code 314. You're on Black Talk Radio News. Go ahead with your question or comment. Area code 314, did you have a question or comment?
Thank you. I do, and I'm not knowing if I wanted vocal on the radio station, and I was trying to reach out to Bishop Michael Bates.
I do not know who that person is. This is Black Talk Radio, a radio station and also a platform for black digital radio.
Okay. My apologies go out because I was looking on that website, and I did hear part of that talk show. I will continue to listen, and thank you, and you will stay encouraged.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry. Well, I think what you might have been hearing is a pre-recorded program, and we have different stations on there on Black Talk Radio Network. That's why we call it Black Talk Radio Network, emphasis on network. And we have independent black stations on there that you might have been listening to one of those stations, or a pre-recorded podcast that was played on a station, or one of the media players that was playing that. So that's probably why you heard somebody else, but I'm sorry about that. But welcome to Black Talk Radio. We do have another caller, area code 973. You're on Black Talk Radio, News with Scotty Reed. Go ahead with your question or comment.
Actually, I just wanted to listen.
Okay, well, again,
Mr. Reed, I just really wanted to listen, but anyway, I just want to say hi, how are you? I don't know what the conversation is. I just kind of tuned in, so I'm going to listen and see how you're flowing before I make any comments. I don't want to be off cue or anything like that.
Okay, well, we're actually coming to a close. It's Thursday. We got the barbershop coming up at 5. So we're almost done, but you know you can always catch the podcast. Yeah, just to let you know, we do have that other conference line still open for those that just want to listen, but we have this toll-free conference line that we purchased that you can call in for questions or comments. Eventually, we will shut down that other conference line, but right now we're running both of them. So I'll just place you back on mute. If you want to chime in, I think you can just hit ** and that will unmute you. We did just have another caller, but they signed off, so maybe they didn't have a question or comment. So, yeah, but I did see that article of the Ku Klux Klan going to be marching in North Carolina. I'm like, these people, do they not got jobs to go to? Do they not have anything more constructive to be doing with their lives and whatnot? And these people still ain't figured out, and I'm talking about these poor crackers that live around here. I've heard some people say there's no such thing as a poor white person. Well, that depends on how you define poor. I'm talking about financially. I'm talking about have resources, personal resources, to where they don't have to be going to the government to sign up for an EBT card or anything else. Not that there's anything wrong with that. In the system of justice, when people need help, they get help. But don't act like that we don't have black people, that all white people in this country is living better or have better living conditions than black folks. That's just simply not true. I can take you to the trailer park, not even 200 yards, not even 50 yards. The entrance to this trailer park, and it looks like what you would call a ghetto or something. And I know those people are struggling, but they are still food. If they think this is what they did in during the Civil War, this is based on my research here in this county and its role in the Civil War and North Carolina's role in the Civil War, that there were only 6 families in this county that were practicing slavery, that actually were wealthy enough to enslave another human being and have land for that enslaved human being to work. There were only 6 families like that in this county. 95% of the rest of them, and I'm just talking about white people, I'm not talking about the indigenous people that was here, I'm not talking about the free black people that was here, I'm talking about white people. 95% of them was dirt dang gone poor farmers trying to scratch out a living or also falling victim to what they call that sharecropping. Then why did these crackers risk their life to go fight for this rich plantation owner? You don't own no enslaved Africans. Well, that's because they dumb. They easily can be manipulated, just like our folks are being manipulated. And I think it just shows how stupid your grandfather, great-grandfather, whatever he was. Here he is living dirt poor, got dirt floors in his little shack. Okay, we have a person with a comment. Area code 423, did you have a question or comment?
Yes, sir. How you doing this evening, Scotty?
Hey, I'm doing the best I can behind these enemy lines.
Me and you both, brother. This is Jerry calling from Chattanooga, man, and I've been catching a lot of your other podcasts, man. I love the show just as always. I was wondering, because I didn't get to hear the whole thing, if you seen that also where it's an article stating that he's going to stop the EBT in a Section 8, but he was pushing it towards the black people. And like you said, it's more white people that's using these services than anybody. But all of them are so happy that he's doing this, not knowing that all of them finna have to find somewhere else to live at now. And it's funny to see the looks on their face when they realize that all of this affects them even more so than it affects us.
See, they think that they in the same classification as a Donald Trump. Donald Trump's a billionaire. And he may act like a dumb cracker, but he ain't no dumb cracker. You don't get to grow your personal wealth like that and be a dumb cracker. And so, but he knows how to play on the emotions of dumb crackers. And he played those emotions all the way to president-elect or the next CEO of USA Inc. Now, what is he going to do? Well, a lot of people saying and incorrectly stating he's a wild card because he don't have a track record in politics like Hillary Clinton. We can look at his financials, which he refused to release. And that might give us a clue of who he's giving his money to, the things that he's supporting. He might be supporting some of these Klan organizations that are allowed to legally exist. And so he might have some donations on there. But he still ain't one of them. And he's going to do what people in his classification want him to do. And if that means it's at the expense of these poor crackers out here on EBT, then they just going to be short. Now, I have to look out for them because now they're going to be angry. They're going to be hungry. They're going to be homeless and looking for something to steal. So I got to be on full alert around here and watching our property and being on guard for these angry crackers.
But see, that's exactly, I was making that point to a brother. This was an older brother, and he just couldn't understand. He couldn't put the two together. But, you know, sometimes it'd be hard to explain it to each other more so than anybody else, because he was already under the pattern that whatever happens to them, we can't worry about it. But I'm telling him what happens to them, it affects us as a byproduct. You know, it's just like when you go to the doctor, for those of you who go to the doctor, they give you this medicine for whatever your ailment is, but you still have to worry about the side effects from that weird medicine that you're taking. You know, and it's this exact same thing that we're getting ready to go through right now. But with that being said, brother, I'm going to let you close your show out. Appreciate you.
All right, appreciate you too.
See you later.
Yeah, you're a regular listener to Tando Radio Show. They'll be coming up at 6, but this is why we brought Tando Radio to the network. Not because I was foreseeing Donald Trump down the road becoming president and some adverse things is going to happen, but I knew if Hillary Clinton got in there, you know, the adverse things that could happen. But we need to be preparing for any and everything, including who the next CEO is going to be, because whether you vote or not, the things that they're going to be doing is going to have an impact on the entire globe. So you got to be prepared for it all. So thanks again, bro, and chime in anytime.
All right. Thank you, brother.
All right. 973, did you want to jump in there? I saw you unmuted yourself.
Yes, I did, Mr. Reed. First of all, I just want to say I'm. You know, it's funny because I listened to the cows also, and God bless her, Frances Questlove-Zoom did predict that Trump, I can never say president, sorry, national, sorry, that he would be president of the United States, and I can't stand myself. Why would she say that? Why would she say that? You know, you listen to cows and they talk about racism a lot. And I tell you, I talked to my girlfriend last night. She was crying. And I said, it's a sad day in America. And that, you know, sad part about it is that, you know, racism is really alive and well in America, and that's all you can say, because statistically shows that 53% of white women voted for Trump, 63% of white males voted for Trump. So if that's not, you know, a testament of where their minds are, then, you know, I don't know what is. It's just that my thing is that where's the morality of people? I mean, I there were two white candidates running, first of all. So there was no blacks in competition in this race. My thing is, why would you pick someone like him? I mean, Mr. Reed, this man is a sexist. He's a bigot. He's just let the dogs out with his tongue, and I just cannot believe that someone would have him. I mean, when I look at him, I just cannot believe it. I mean, really? This is the man of the free world. I mean, they could have had Hillary. I mean, we want to talk about racism or whatever. They could have picked a better person than this one. I mean, you have lowered the bar so much here in America, and the world is laughing at it. The bar has been lowered. They talked about President Obama not being competent. He was this, he was that. They can never say anything about him anymore. I mean, it's a closed door now. I mean, anything goes. They have Chris Christie, who is our mayor of New Jersey, wanting this guy. Oh, my God. This guy, you heard two of his aides got convicted of that bridge. He knew about it. And you're going to have, why would you even want to be associated with this guy?
And let's not forget, Donald Trump in December will be in a civil trial where he raped, being accused of raping a 13 or 14 year old and beating her. So that's going to be in December and what have you. But to answer your question, why did they pick him? Well, Brother Brown, who was on the Lotus Place radio show last night, gave a perspective that I think is logical, and it could be a possibility. And he said that what we're seeing is a bunch of uncodified, rabble-rousing racists, the pole crackers I talk about, I live around, revolting against the more refined races, if you can say that about Republicans, but they're more refined than these Confederate flag waving crackers down here. And so what you're seeing is a civil war in the Republican Party. They think that Trump is going to blow up the party establishment, and that's what they're looking at. And then also there was a populist wave out there. There was people who don't want career politicians, people who've been in there for 20, 30 years. They didn't want another Hillary Clinton. They didn't want another Bush in there. So I do think that's logical, trying to get inside the minds of racists, these ones who are not in superior positions and mad because they not benefiting from the system like their grandparents and great-grandparents and maybe even parents. So they don't have jobs, struggling on EBT, living in trailers and all of that. So I can see that as a possibility. Look, if the Democrats hadn't have been corrupt, like they are, if Bernie Sanders had been running against Donald Trump, he would have trounced him. And that's what all the polling showed. And because people don't want any more of these political families, these political dynasties. And so that's why they had to cheat to get Hillary Clinton a nomination. So I think Brother Brown might be on to something there. What are your thoughts?
I can't agree more. I've been listening to another station, second to yours, and they said the same exact thing. I didn't want to blame, because I also think, Mr. Reed, that they did vote for Barack Obama two times. I mean, you know, if you look at the statistics that show that they probably thought that since he was, you know, African-American, that he would do something, and he did nothing.
And he had a change message. He ran on change.
Exactly. So I do agree that they're tired. And we have to understand, too, my research shows that there are more Caucasians on food stamps, there are more Caucasians on welfare, because there's more of them. And when we think about it in retrospect in history, is that when Martin Luther King, he was trying to march for the Poor People's Campaign, which included everybody, and that's why they wanted to kill him. They didn't want to show us that, you know, that they are white people who are in disarray, because where I live at, you know, it's it's hard for me, not really hard for me to fathom that, you know, there are some Caucasians who are struggling, but we don't really see that, and we don't see that on television a lot. You know, they don't really, they try to have them hush-hush, and we don't see that. We always hear about black people struggling, we struggling, you know, us being the ones who are poor and this and that and that and that, when the opposite is true of them too. So I can look at both sides of the fence, and I totally agree that they were tired. They're tired. I mean, you know, the rich is getting richer, the poor is getting poorer, it's harder to get this. I mean, you have these jobs out here that have moved overseas because of the manufacturing sector drying up, and if they think those jobs are coming back, they can have a second thought. And a lot of them are just wondering, we keep getting the same, so let's just try something new. So I want to look at it at that, not totally blame it on the R factor. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I definitely can agree, because we have to look at the fact, too, that, you know, Obama didn't win the presidency all on black votes.
Right. Right. That's
so
true.
So I appreciate that.
All right.
Thank you. That's kind of somebody's thinking on a little bit of the same level I'm thinking on.
All right. Well, thank you for your comments and your call as we get ready to shut it down. I will be starting up at 5 o'clock. The conference will not be up. This is a pre-recorded podcast that I stream as the person is unable to do live. So we won't use the conference line for that. But Barbershop episode 7, he'll be talking about the election. R.G. Reed of Cobras inaction.org. So check out the station for that. Then coming up at 6 o'clock, we will be back in the chat, in the conference, in the chat, for Tando Radio Show. Again, that's 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. And then coming up at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time will be Blacks in Business Radio, where yours truly will be a guest during the second hour to talk about black radio station ownership. All right, so hope that y'all will keep it locked right here on the station for more live programming tonight. Recognize the fact that you live behind the enemy lines of USA, Inc. Slavery is the supreme law of the land by way of the 13th Amendment. And if you can come to that realization, I think that it will just open up your eyes to so much more and why things are the way that they are. So that's what we want to do. We want to promote clarity about the situation that many people are under. And that system is a system of slavery based on racism. All right. So peace and blessings to all. Y'all be safe out there. I'll be back on air tomorrow at 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time.